Welcome to the No Budget Indie Film Cast, where we dip into the independent film universe to highlight those little films that you might not have heard about elsewhere. Will you agree with our panel, or will our panel agree with each other? Tune in to find out. I am Milo Dennison, and with me, as always, is Claire Milan.
Hello.
And Cathal Feeney.
Hello.
All right, Claire, what did we watch this week?
Okay, so this week we sat down to watch a film called Tap Boy. It's directed by Will Kenning and it stars in the lead role Keenan Mun Francis. It's about a local drug dealer who has taken over his grandmother's flat, using it as a base of operations and often terrorizing the senior to keep her quiet. Within this house, a young teenage boy named Noah works for the dealer, albeit out of fear, running for him or caring for the grandmother. But one night, he encounters something that uplifts his imagination, a performance of tap dancing on the television. The dance ignites his imagination, giving him a spot of brightness in an otherwise grim life as a runner for the drug gang. But when his dream begins to take him away from his duties, he confronts the ire of his bosses and faces a terrible choice. So this is a play on, I don't know if you watch Top Boy. I've recently started watching Tap Boy on Netflix, which is really, really good. So Tap Boy is like kind of a pun on Top Boy. So it's quite interesting. I didn't know what the word cuckooing is. So they mentioned at the start, and it's when a drug dealer goes into a house of a vulnerable person and takes over the house and runs their operation from there. So that's kind of interesting. So, yeah, I really enjoy this film. It's the lead actor, actually, he is a really brilliant dancer. He actually starred in a lot of West End theatre shows, including The Lion King. I think he played a young Marvin Gaye as well in the West End. But I thought this was a really interesting film. I never come across a film of a tap dancing drug dealer before. And I like the way they used the relationship between the woman's house they've taken over and this boy. I didn't know he was autistic. I watched it twice, only after I read the blurb. But they have a really great kind of, even though the drug dealers have taken over this woman's house, this guy, the main guy, he actually becomes friends with the woman, or there's kind of a connection there. He cleans up the house after his drug dealing friends start kind of messing it up and destroying it, and then he finds this love of tap dancing. And there's one really great scene in it where he's testing out his tap dancing moves, and a homeless guy steals his bag. And then he tap dances. It's like with the homeless guy who's stolen his bag. But it's kind of like in his imagination, and he's actually getting beaten up. I just thought it was really cool the way they did it. It's the kind of tap dance off, I call it, instead of a dance off. Yeah, I just really, really enjoyed it. It was very interesting, very moving. And I loved the way they used the medium of dance to convey emotion in the film as well. So what did you guys think of it?
Yeah, it was an interesting mix, because I would have never thought, okay, let's make tap dancing with a drug dealer film, a bunch of thugs and that kind of stuff. So it was an interesting, and a lot of the stuff I really didn't expect to happen. Yeah, when the guy ran off with the bag, I expected that to happen. But like you said, the little tap dance off, that I did not see coming. Yeah, and it was really nicely done, because we'd expect to see a fight. And instead they did that tap dance thing, which was an interesting take on it, with the same results, right? The guy still gets beat up, but through the tap, and they did a really good job with the mixing and the music. I did kind of question like the believability of it, of course.
Yeah, like a fantasy, like a dream sequence. So some of it is a dream sequence, that tap dance off thing. But yeah, it is a bit of the believability of it.
It's like, okay, so really tap dance of all things, but I guess it's anything's possible, right? And it was nice, the take between him and the grandmother in the house, and you really felt sorry for her, of having these people move in and take over home, and the lack of control that she had. So that must, if stuff like this happens, which it probably does, I mean, it seems legit.
Oh, and the fear. I can see how like a drug dealer could take over a vulnerable person's house or elderly person's house and just move themselves in. And I didn't know that until I read the blurb that it was when the grandmothers, it was one of them was the grandson, but I didn't realize that. So
Yeah, I
yeah, I
thought
think
it
it
was the one, the opening sequence. They had the one laying on the sofa.
Oh
Maybe it was the
yes.
grandson,
Yeah, it could
or
have
maybe
been
it was
him.
the other one. I don't know.
Yeah. And the lack of disrespect for like all her lovely sofa and him putting his feet up in it. And yeah, it's really eye-opener into all that.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that it was a film about one of the themes was about drug dealing, because you would have had to be on drugs to come up with this story. Yeah. Okay, young boy, young autistic boy uses the tap dance to escape from drug gang. Yeah. But it was interesting. Like it was sort of like a mashup of sort of musical and drama, and it had elements of West Side Story there in a way, with the sort of the dance off. I'm a bit, I don't know who said it, which one of you said it, but I think it was you there. Like it wasn't obvious at any stage that he was autistic. Like they say he
No.
was autistic, but that didn't come across in the
No.
film at all.
And on the second viewing, little things, but only that I knew to look out for autism, but that didn't come across at all, that he was
Yeah,
autistic.
the kids seemed a bit quiet and awkward, but I just thought that was because of the way they treated him and his fear of them.
Well, yeah, he one of the drug guys kept calling him a freak. So, I mean, I had read the blurb, so I knew, okay, he's autistic. And the guy was calling him a freak, so he's obviously referring to his, autism. But like, there was nothing in the way he acted or behaved. We were leads to believe that. But yeah, like it was definitely the idea of using a dance. I mean, he was obviously it was a way of escaping from the situation he found himself in. It was I don't know whether it was a dream or whether it was real. Like he was just using his imagination. But like I did that scene where he has the knife and he sort of takes it off and puts it under his shoe. That was almost like saying that, he's going to turn this symbol of violence into something else. So he rejects violence and turns it into art. Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. I did wonder if this guy had previous dance talent or, that he brought into this. So that makes sense now, because I kind of question how good at tap are you going to get just by watching some old movies? But maybe, I don't know. I guess it's possible, right?
He's a very talented actor, Keenan Mun Francis. Like he's been in the West End, and I think he was on like dance shows on television and everything. But you can tell he's a kind of a dancer's body as well, the way he moves and stuff. But I thought it was brilliant at the start when he's kind of walking and there's one of those manholes and he kind of hears the rhythm, and then he's playing with all the different rhythms and stuff. But yeah, I thought it was interesting.
Well,
Yeah, and he's just walking
nitpicker
through the
alert
street,
here.
tapping on stuff. Oh, go
Yeah,
ahead.
well, nitpicker alert here. How could he hear the sound of his feet when he had listened to the music?
Oh
Yeah, exactly. Like he was
yeah.
tapping, but it wasn't necessarily to the music that he was listening to
Yes.
in his headphones there. Yeah.
And also the actual dancing. Yeah, I mean, it was quite, I suppose, quite believable. But you could easily fake it too. I mean, all you have to do is just shuffle your feet and have the music, you have to tap the sound of tap overlaid on it. So I wasn't looking at it going, oh my God, he's a really good dancer, actually. And not to take away from him or anything, but
It's like saying, I don't know, you kick a ball, I don't know, and you become brilliant at soccer. It's a lot of skill because you can hear the beat in the music. He's tapping on the beat. I did tap dancing for a little while,
Okay,
but
well then that.
you can hear him tapping on the beat in that
So he
music.
was properly tamping on the beat to the
Oh yeah, he
music?
was. If you listen to back to
Okay.
the music, there's a beat to it, and he's tapping in the right
Okay.
place. Yeah.
That's good. I take it all back. Yeah. I don't get, like, they didn't really talk about his family at all, though, because they have a flashback scene where he's coming out of school. He's got his school outfit on. He's got his girl there with him. And then he goes to talk to the one guy that gets him involved. But it's like, you know, I kind of wouldn't mind a little bit more of like that transition, mm-hmm. because he seems like a typical upstanding student. And then suddenly he's living in a drug dealer house and stuff. And so, so what happened there? What caused that?
It's like he wanted the headphones so badly, because they show headphones, the drug dealer in the car, and then he wants them. But even at that, it is a little bit of a leap to go from, looks like a really, you know, studious student going to school, and then all of a sudden he's living in this house, cutting up cocaine.
isn't that how, like, young kids are drawn into this?
Oh, yeah, it is. And that's it. I think that's what I'm trying to portray. Like, if you watch Top Boy, you see that really well. It's mad, the little kids getting sucked into it, you know?
Like, you know, they're given, I don't know, presents or more than they can imagine. And then suddenly, you know, they could get more and more and more, and then there's no way out.
Yeah. And I guess for a short film, you can't necessarily add too much of that backstory, because then it's no longer a short film, right? You just kind of got to stick to the point, which is his escape from the environment through TAP.
Yeah. And also that flashback, that was the only part of the film where he spoke, isn't it?
Did he even speak then?
Sure, actually.
I think he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
I thought he said, "Oh, you love it. I love it. Yeah, I love it. It's great." Or, you know, I can't remember. I got the...
I know he spoke when he was tapping when the granny was asleep in the room. I didn't like the same room. I don't know. It's weird. But that's right. Tapping. Yeah. And he's like, "Sorry for waking you, Mary."
Just practicing my tap as I do.
So what was that film as well about that Billy Elliot? You know, the one that kind of reuse dance to escape his situation. So, I mean, you could stretch a point there and say it is about trying to escape from his deprivation through dance or through somehow. But it was sort of confusing in that the whole storyline in a way. I mean, even at the end, I suppose you could say he rejected it. He rejected the life choices that were being drawn on him. He rejected them. But you'd have to imagine that it wasn't going to end well for him. You know, that those guys didn't look like that. God, yeah.
And, it's like, what's going to happen the next day? Because the next day, he's going to be in trouble after the end of the film.
He's had loads of drugs in the bag, and the bags right beside him, wasn't it? I think. And he'd call the cops.
Yeah. And those cops showed up super quick.
Which isn't they?
Like, I find that hard to believe that any cops would show up that quickly.
Yeah, it's true, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. There you go. It is a film. It is art. So,
you have to suspend your disbelief,
that's right. Yeah, they got to progress it somehow. All right. Well, let's rate it then. Carl, you want to go first, or you want me to go?
Sure. Yeah, I'll go first. It was definitely original. I don't know where they came up with the idea for it. And that scene where they had that sort of dance up, that was unexpected, totally. But ultimately, I don't know, I was left a bit confused and unsatisfied by it. So I'll give it 3.5.
I'm with you. I think it was really well done. The acting was fantastic, but there was just something about it that I was like, maybe I can't relate to the drug dealer lifestyle or the tap dancer interest or whatever it was. But I do feel like it was really well done and deserves any accolades it gets. So I'm going to go 4 stars.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of unique take. Never saw a tap dancing drug dealer film before. It was very well acted. It did leave me a little bit unsatisfied, and there's some things I just wish they kind of tied up a bit more and some of the characters explored a bit more, but I still really enjoyed it, so I'm going to give it 4 stars as well.
There you have it, audience. It is called Tap Boy. We found it to be a pretty decent film, so if you want to go check it out, you can let us know what you think. You can leave a comment if you're watching this video, or you can reach out to us on social media at No Budget Show. And with that, we'll say see you next time and goodbye.
Goodbye.